We are reading in Kabbalah for the Student, page 111, introduction to the Book of Zohar. Questions can be sent to Kab TV and we will air pertinent questions. We are in Kabbalah for the Student, page 111, item 5 on the bottom. Therefore, common sense dictates that we grasp the opposite of what appears to be on the surface and decide that we are truly noble and worthy creatures of immeasurable importance, actually worthy of the worker who has had made us. For any fault you wish to perceive in our bodies, behind all the excuses that you give to yourself, falls only on the Creator who created us and the nature within us. For it is clear that He had created us and not we. He also knows all the ways that stem from the evil nature and attributes He has created in us. It is as we have said that we must contemplate the end of the act, and then we will be able to understand everything. It is as the saying goes, do not show a fool a job half done.
We're found in a certain degree. Right, let's say degree number one. Level number one, and we need to rise to level number two. Now, how do we do it? We're consciously, emotionally, by participating maturely, has to be done. So what happens? We need to acquire here different discernments in our understanding, in being artful and to understand what has to be done. And then we'll be able to rise from level one to level number two. To do so, what's here? Here, let's say, is the degree of the Creator. Here's the degree of the creature. Why did the Creator? Why did the Creator create us this way? Actually, He has created us here. But we lack to be independent, to understand, to feel, to be separated, to be special, detached from Him, as well as connected to Him, in order to give us this possibility. He gave us a kind of a feeling that we are here, below. We will demand this ascent on our own, more and more and more, to be like Him. By doing so, we attain this entire gap that exists between the creature and the Creator. This entire gap. That's what we attain. That's what's important to us. Meaning, the degree of the Creator is not a problem. And the problem is not the degree of the creature. And He truly created everything in perfection. Only that in order to give us the ability to acquire the right discernments within this perfection, He has to pass us through all these opposite states that are opposite to perfection. Because only from one thing and its opposite do we attain the intellect, the sensation, our stature as independent beings. Okay? What?
Matzav Sofi,
The end state
exists even now, to begin with.
Okay, it exists, but we don't feel it. The end state is also a state, like the beginning state, with all the memory and feeling and the whole path that we went through. Yes? Right?
I don't know what you're trying to say. Continue on talking. I want to build something on your assumption. I want to hear first what you want to build and then to agree with it or not.
I want to ask, why didn't he create the end state?
He did create it.
So what's the process for? He didn't build the, didn't create the end.
The Creator has created the end state. This entire perfection that was made by him was done perfectly.
So why do we feel the process?
You feel the process in order to feel perfection. In order to feel perfection, you feel the process.
From a different angle. Let's say the Creator created the first state, like a nucleus, and or a seed, and from this a tree develops or something.
No, that's wrong. That's not good. It means that he doesn't know how to create a tree.
He knew. He constructed this seed in the right way.
Why? What for? What for?
Probably to put it through the process.
There's no probably. A perfect can create only a perfect action. So he did create a perfect action.
If I want an apple, I can take a seed and grow a tree from it, and from the tree to take an apple.
Because that's the way it seems to you that everything has to develop. But it's not the way it is. It's not the way it is from the perspective of the Creator. From his perspective, everything is perfect immediately.
But it's not immediate. I feel time. And
you do feel time, but you're not the Creator.
If only the end state exists, then what's this all for?
This is all for you to reveal the final state.
In the end state, I will remember how I revealed all of this, yes?
I don't know anything about that. Once we'll reach it, we can think about it. For the time being,
let's say now, I'm in a state that I remember what happened. It's as if I remember what happened yesterday.
It's seemingly as if yesterday happened and you remember what happened yesterday.
Yes, but I didn't have to go. I had to go through it. He could create me already in this state now with all the memory and all that.
Wrong.
Why?
Because if you wouldn't have experienced all these feelings that you call yesterday, today, and tomorrow, you wouldn't have revealed the utter final perfection that you will reveal and that already exists.
That's what I don't understand.
We hear that you don't understand. That's clear to us.
For instance, with the apple.
I'm not talking about an apple.
One second.
A person that was created in perfection. The question is as follows. Can you create within that person also his sensations that so that he will feel this perfection?
No.
You're saying that not?
Not.
In this world, if I want an apple, I can take a seed and grow a tree, and from this to have an apple. Or, on the other hand, if I have enough energy and knowledge and all that, to build an apple, atom by atom, from zero, and so I will have an apple, one molecule at a time. And in the end, it will be exactly the same apple.
So,
what for the whole process?
If I can create this process is not done so that you will have this complete apple. This process is that apple will understand and feel what it is to be an apple. What is the meaning of being an apple? The attainment is what you will lack if you will build something finite. And that's what the Creator has done. He created the human being, complete, perfect. Besides what? What does the person lack? he lacks the attainment of where he is and what happens to him. And that's what we are gradually attaining, and that's called our process, the process of correction.
This whole attainment is included in the end state.
Of course.
It's part of the state. Like in a computer, 01001, it's included.
Correct.
So why couldn't the end state already be created with all...
You are found in the end state. Only that for the time being, you gradually attain that final state, this end state. Because if you won't attain this end state gradually, you won't understand and feel it. You'll be like a point without any attainment. To enjoy the state, to understand it, to feel it, to dissemble it, to analyze and synthesize it, this final state, so that you will be able to enjoy it, you understand, from all the perfection that exists in the state, because this perfection stems with respect to us exactly from the scattering of all those things, from these opposite things which complete one another. As a result of the attainment of this, I attain perfection. I need to stick out as much more bad and good things, right and left, and to be assembled from these opposites. So we're found in the end state, but we only reveal this final state, this complete state. It is, there's only one state. There's no finite state, final state. There's no preliminary state. There's only one state, but we're gradually revealing it so that we'll be able to build within us vessels of sensation, of impression.
And in the end, I'll also be there.
In the end of my correction, I will feel perfection with the vessels, with my vessels, which I'll develop as time goes by. These vessels that I develop include a very important ingredient, the primary ingredient, that is called yegia, exertion, self-exertion, my own exertion. This exertion I made, is starts from the fact that that spark of the Creator, of the attribute of bestowal, fell into the matter of creation, which is called the attribute of reception. Now, this spark compels me to be independent, to resemble the Creator, to exert myself in order to build myself and resemblance to Him. Here I realize the spark. It's not that I just need to perceive some knowledge. I should approach from one state to another on my own and to examine and check and see and to give birth to myself anew.
It doesn't explain or justify the whole process.
You can say, after all my words, you can say, I don't believe you, or I don't accept your explanation. And I accept whatever you'll say, that you don't accept it. Okay.
No, I really understand what you're saying. It's like the DNA of the apple.
No, it's not like a DNA of an apple, because there everything is mechanical, without any participants, emotional participants, without any choice, no exertion on behalf of the creature. It's not just the DNA. There is an ingredient on the level of the speaking here, this resembling the Creator ingredient, which you don't know yet. As a result, out of my desire to resemble Him, I make these actions. It's not just a natural action.
And after I did that, I will know?
You won't know. You'll be like Him. You build by all the attributes, by all the data there are. You, out of His spark, out of the spark that He has planted within you, you build His image.
Okay, I built His image. I'm now in this state. Why couldn't He construct this state from the beginning?
Because it feels like it, okay?
Well, this I will actually accept.
If you accept it, then wonderful. He desired and did what He desired, period. Oh, it's so pleasant, so nice. Why didn't you say so in the beginning? Yes.
He writes here in the beginning of the fifth paragraph, therefore, common sense dictates that we grasp the opposite of what appears to be on the surface and decide that we are truly noble and worthy creatures of immeasurable importance, actually worthy of the worker who had made us. The question I'm asking is, I remember that I heard from you once that you said that you came to Rabash and you said, I feel like this and like that. He says, oh, at last you're a rag like me.
It didn't happen in the beginning. It didn't happen in the beginning. In the beginning, a person thinks that he's a hero. Right, Chanoch? Each and every one of us feels this way. To be a rag is... It takes time. Yes.
So how does it connect to what he writes here?
A rag is not just a rag. There are a lot of discernments there that I'm unable to do a thing on my own, that I depend upon him, that I'm happy. I rejoice as a result of this revelation, that I have both the beginning and the end of these actions, that in the beginning of that in every action I have to invest powers in order to reach this concept of a rag. And then to cling unto him. You understand? And by doing so, to compel him to do something. It is... A rag is... Means that after all the exertion you've made, you've labored and you've found. That's your final end state. I have nothing more than that. It's a degree.
So how does it sit here with what he writes? That he writes, and to decide that we are really worthy workers who had made us, for the worker who made us. How does that sit?
Why not?
If you're a rag, how can you...
Because in which concept does this rag refer to? Because I don't have the powers, I don't have the motive power, as he says, the motivation. I'm nothing on my own. I have to accept everything, to receive all this from the light. So, in this, I'm a rag. I'm a rag in that I'm unable to make corrections on my own and also reach the discernment. I need everything. Everything besides my exertion. And you can say, where does this exertion come from? How will you have desire to exert from the environment? If he wouldn't have given this opportunity, then there would have been nothing. You wouldn't have been an animal. That's it. Well, let's continue.
He wants to add something.
In connection to the question that Dan asked earlier, so there are a few things. One thing, Bala Sulam writes in his Teklut Pnimit of Talmud Sosfiot, he writes that in one thought it was emanated and created the whole of reality, and it's actually the whole action, the whole creation, and it's the reward and the essence of the effort. That's on the side of the upper. On our behalf, Bala Sulam writes in the 25th letter, everything is arranged and set up in advance, and each soul is in all of its light and its goodness and its eternity. Only for the not to have free bread, we have the definition called restriction, and only by doing this, the soul returns to its root, and its benefit, its reward is in its hands for all the action that it's done. That the totality of all the reward is the exertion, that it got rid of the shame of free gift and developed. And to complete on this whole thing in the love of the Creator and the love of the creatures, Bala Sulam writes that in order for us to enjoy our effort, He gave us this work and He created the work in the lowly manner, and this work lifts us from the lowness of the creation, and from this work we attain our exaltness by self-acquirement, and we receive the light from His hand, which is wide and whole, and we attain like being owners to it and not as a receiver of a gift.
Well, still, that's... The state remains pretty clogged. It's all nice, what he says, but until a person doesn't reach it,
He's still not satisfied with it. I understand it. Everyone who is qualified does it because of his own flaw. There's nothing to do about that. Let's continue. Page 112, item 6. Our sages have already said that the Creator created the world for no other reason but to delight His creatures. And here is where we must place our minds and all our thoughts, for it is the ultimate aim of the act of creation of the world. And we must bear in mind that since the thought of creation was to bestow upon His creatures, He had to create in the souls a great measure of desire to receive that which He had thought to give them. For the measure of each pleasure and delight depends on the measure of the will to receive it. The greater the will to receive, the greater the pleasure. And the lesser the will, the lesser the pleasure from reception. Thus, the thought of creation itself necessarily dictates the creation of an excessive will to receive in the souls to fit the immense pleasure that His Almightiness thought to bestow upon the souls. For the great delight and the great desire to receive go hand in hand.
Questions?
He writes here to create in the souls the will to receive. So what's the topic of creation? The will to receive or the souls?
What are the souls? A desire to receive. Which has an intention, meaning a form of bestowal. And then there's a desire to receive that it resembles the Creator, the desire to bestow. Right? According to the equivalence of their intentions. And then he has adhesion. As a result, he attains that state, this attainment, the same degree as the Creator. This is why it is called a soul. Why is it called a soul? Because you attain till the end of correction. What you attain till the end of correction is maximally the neshama. Chaya Yechidah attained at the end of correction itself. You ask if you want to ask something or not.
The basic point is a point which is opposite the Creator, the beginning point, or the point which is adhered to the Creator?
The preliminary point is the point of adhesion to the Creator, and that is clinged unto Him, and it's a choraim, which is called a part of God from above, or a spark. And the spark awakens, and when it awakens, according to that spark, we run towards the light that awakened the spark. Go ahead. Well, if you're looking at me this way, I don't understand what you want. If you want to continue on asking, continue on asking. If not, don't do it. I have finished my answering. You continue on. You're watching me. Who knows what you want to do? You need to respond fast because we're not studying here personally, one-on-one.
If the Creator created for us pleasure, first of all, why isn't He letting us taste it? Maybe we'll want it more.
He gives you the ability to taste it. You're found in a sea of pleasure. The Creator doesn't let you taste this pleasure.
Yes, I don't feel it now.
Here's the pleasure. Here it is. But you don't have the vessels to feel it. So what can you do about it?
What does it give?
A son was born, and he has diabetics, and he's dumb, and he's blind, and so on and so forth. That's you. It's about you. It's you don't hear and you don't taste and you don't and you cannot sense anything, what kind of pleasures can you feel? In order to allow you the ability to feel something, to gain some pleasure, you're starting to take walks out of the dungeon. They show you that there's life outside the dungeon, and then you're being placed in a dungeon once again. And then, as a result of these sufferings, when you start to disagree with your state, you start to have a certain need. Otherwise, you have nothing.
So why do I want him, even though I haven't tasted him? Why do I still want him?
You don't want him. You want the Creator? You want the pleasure that he prepared for you? No, what are you talking about? Do you want to receive pleasure from bestow? You want to receive pleasure from reception.
So what's keeping me?
He's keeping you. Not you. You? No, what are you talking about? Yes.
According to what is the greatness of the size of the or the of the will to receive is determined?
To the extent of the pleasure that the Creator wants to fulfill you with, to the present the Creator wants to fill you with, the, according to the light that's created the desire. You're asking, I saw you yesterday and the day before. Your questions are seemingly...
Who does it depend upon the growth of the will to receive? Is it from the creature or from the Creator which grows it?
The light has created the desire to begin with, and all the might and power the light has, it gave it to the desire. It gave the desire the intensity of the desire. And it also gave the desire an additional spark of the Creator, so that this desire will awaken, will feel that there is something in it. Even if he will receive all the whole this whole light, what is it? There's nothing. But he will lack godliness. He will feel that I don't have godliness, and that's what I want. It's like Pharaoh says, I shall rule. Who is the Creator that I shall listen to his voice? Where does the desire to receive desires to think this way? Because he wants to resemble the Adam, the human within him, not the beast. The beast agrees to the state. It's not ashamed. There's no shame, nothing. The beast doesn't compare itself with the Creator. Right? Throw a bone to the beast. The beast is not ashamed. Throw a bone to a human being, if he's truly a human being, if he hasn't lost this form of humanity, this humane form, you hurt his feelings because he's a human being. He cannot receive this way. So the fact that the Creator has implanted within us his spark compels us to attain his degree. He compelled us to attain his degree by doing so. And attaining his degree is not by enlarging the desire and not by doing something else. Rather, we should have a chisaron, a lack to resemble him. To resemble him, that's what we need. This should burn within us. Not in everyone, not at the same time, but eventually this is what compels us. And this is something that cannot be conveyed out of, from his behalf. You can do it only to the level of the veg, to the animate level. The inanimate, the vegetative, the animate. But if you're talking about the speaking degree, then this degree will remain. It's not you. You cannot move these, you cannot swap these discernments one by one. And as a result, you have pleasure, not from the level of the animate. The degree of the animate becomes essential. That will not be condemned and it will not be praised. You're talking, or you're working on the level of the speaking, and that's something you don't have. He truly created everything and he made you perfect, except from this revelation. Except from this revelation. And the level of the inanimate, the vegetative, and the animate, he has nothing to add. Yes.
That deficiency to be similar to the Creator, does it only operate when it comes from out of the operations of the spark?
Yes, he has nothing else to, no other way to make actions. Nowhere else to make these actions from, only out of the spark.
So is there an examination, a test to find out that the action is not coming from the spark?
There is, if your actions are for the benefit of the others. Short questions, you can give a precise answer. Maybe the answer does not fulfill a person enough, but...
What are actions for the sake of the other?
The actions for the sake of the other is when I connect to the other who wishes to reach the degree of the Creator, and I help him in that. Or in the corporeal mundane level, I bring him pleasure in his corporeal necessity. I fulfill him, his corporeal necessity. To bring the creature to the essential corporeal fulfillment and to bring the creature to the equivalence of form with the Creator is actually called to realize myself. Meaning to make an act of bestowal. What
does the ability of a person depend on to remain in adhesion with the Creator throughout the whole day?
Only upon his adhesion to the correct environment. Because through the correct environment, which is called the group, the Rav in the books, he receives the light that reforms. Yes. Tal from Zichron is asking, should the request from the Creator be to resemble to him directly, or should I ask for the friends? This is the entrance to adhesion.
It's the same thing. How can I be similar to the Creator if I am not operating for the sake of the friends in bringing them closer to the Creator? It's the same thing. It closes within in a very simple manner. Okay, we'll continue.
Item 7, right? Once we've learned that, we come to full understanding of the second inquiry in complete clarity, for we have learned what is the reality that can be clearly determined, which is not a part of his essence, to the extent that we can say that it is a new creation, existence from absence. And now that we know for certain that the thought of creation to delight as creatures necessarily created a measure of desire to receive from him all the goodness and pleasantness that he had planned for them, the will to receive was clearly not included in his essence before he had created it in the souls. Because from whom would he receive? It follows that he had created something new, which is not in him. And yet, we understand that according to the thought of creation, there is no need to create anything more than the will to receive. This is because this new creation is sufficient for him to fulfill the entire thought of creation, which he had thought to bestow upon us. But all the filling in the thought of creation, all the benefits he had planned to render us, stem directly from his essence. And he has no reason to recreate them, since they are already extracted existence from existence to the great will to receive in the souls. Thus, we evidently see that all the substance in the generated creation from beginning to end is only the will to receive.
Questions?
I think that's Bensi's question that I'm repeating. He has created a great desire to receive in the souls. It should be the vice versa, right? That he created a great desire to receive within which there's a soul.
That's not important. I am not entering here into the study of It's not important. More. The soul is called the godly part from above. What does that mean? It's the will to receive with the intention in order to bestow somewhat. That's what's called a soul, neshama. Yes.
Does this lump of desire has a certain structure? Because I see a lot of diversity in humanity.
Of course. There's degrees from zero to from Shoresh till the phase Dalet, that everything is divided into five discernments and another five discernments and so on and so forth. As much as you want, there are many varieties here.
And how does the Creator rise all this together?
With the light, there is no problem. The light holds everything. The light arranges everything. Everything is under the complete control of the light. And the will to receive doesn't have anything that doesn't come from the light. Yes.
He is rising this in parts according to the structure or as a lump.
According to the structure that we learn, which is called the five worlds. Yes?
Once we said that there's Israel and there are the nations of the world and there are parts.
Also, many parts, that too. Start calling all these parts and names, we're going to go to sleep for the time being. What? There are endless things. Other than this system, there's nothing else. Yes.
There's something here that is difficult to understand. Maybe you can elaborate on the difference here. On the one hand, he says that he has created a desire to receive, and on the other hand, he says that he's created something that was new. How can that be, that something that didn't exist within him stemmed from him? Even a desire to receive had to exist within him. What does that mean, that it's new?
This is the wonder which is called creation. Okay, what?
But how does it differ?
What but? This is what you can't understand. A piece of an animal. How can you understand what it means to create existence from absence? You can't. At least you understand that you can't understand. It's not in physics, not in chemistry. It's not in anything. You can't understand how can it be that from true absence, existence becomes. You can understand that with gases, if you cool them off, or you press them, or you receive something that is liquid, and if you do even more, then you get solid, and in return, you can imagine in all kinds of forms of matter, but matter must be at your presence. But when there's no matter itself, no matter in what form, it doesn't exist itself, and all of a sudden it is. That we don't understand. This is called the operation, the action of the Creator. Other than the emanator, no one else knows how to do this. And then what did he create? He created the will to receive. Because it's exactly opposite him, and therefore he can bring it pleasure. And other than that, he doesn't need anything else. In what to bring him pleasure? In wholeness and perfection. Perfection is to be like him, that he doesn't need anything, only to bestow. This is what he brings the will to receive to. Yes?
Especially in this place where that creature comes to a sudden sensation, there's someone from whom it stems, and he wants to attain that someone. There, I can maybe perceive the place of something new that didn't exist to begin with, because it was created in the creature, and didn't exist in the Creator to begin with.
So what?
But not the desire to receive. The desire to receive did stem from the Creator. Because after the desire to receive, suddenly something new is born within this desire, which is to reveal that which created everything. I can understand this innovation. But in the phase of the desire to receive itself, I'm unable to understand this innovation.
That you're built, that you're already created, you're ready and made ready, and therefore you're can't imagine that something that wasn't there before and all of a sudden was discovered or all of a sudden revealed. All of a sudden it exists in reality. How can such a thing be? Existence from absence. And then you're told that you won't understand this. You won't understand. You can bring as much philosophy as you want here. This is above your ability. And therefore, we study in the introduction to the Book of Zohar that we study the matter and the form which is dressed in the form. We don't discuss the essence and the
Can we measure the extent of the desire to receive of the group?
If it's the group. If it's a system that already exists, then you see in it the 10 Sefirot with coarseness and everything. The group is what already exists on its own. This is already a spiritual mechanism, a spiritual structure, a spiritual body. So definitely it has all these components that we study in the Wisdom of Kabbalah.
So what stands now between us and the group?
A lack of connection. That in connecting in the right way between us, truly in dedication, devotion, and connection, in strengthening, truly with the sensation that there's no choice and we must do this, otherwise we won't reach the measure of bestowal and bringing contentment through the friends, through the Rav, and through all these to the Creator, we do not advance. We cannot save the world. We cannot, by doing so, to bring contentment to the Creator.
Yes. At the beginning of the lesson, you said that if we don't do it, that we bring damage. If a person thinks for a moment about himself, it brings damage.
He writes like this. It's like drilling a hole. What more could it be? He says that about theft, when it comes to theft, we can bring a punishment. But the fact that he is not adding from himself, we don't bring a punishment to a person in the peace. In the article of the peace. So of course, today we read. Here I think, yes? From Pri Chacham, Bala Sulam, about the Torah, Bala Sulam writes. So what does he say here? He says that whoever prays for himself is harming the society. That prayer can only be from the collection of people who want in common and mutual bestowal to bestow to the Creator. And if I want to bestow to the Creator alone, you can't do anything alone. It's not a place, meaning the lack, the deficiency is not a place from which you can appeal to the Creator. There's no Creator without connection between the creatures that want to bestow mutually to each other and from this to each other to make a place between them for Him to be revealed and to bring Him pleasure. We need once and for all to understand there isn't in me a place that I need to fill. There isn't in me a force that I can bestow. There is nothing in me, only in the connection between us. Yes.
I want to sharp even more what you said. Should a person make critique only his external attitude or also criticize his external actions, said dissemination and so on?
That's not my attitude towards others. Dissemination is through which we do contentment to the Creator. He receives these, just like I said, he wanted first to give the Torah to all the nations of the world, only he needed a passage, so therefore he gave it to us. And we're not thinking about the passage like he's thinking. We're thinking about ourselves. Well,
if I don't find my room in dissemination, I don't feel it. I feel that I'm not realizing my destiny. I'm very far from it.
Do whatever you're told to do. Very simply. Go to the group and say, guys, give me what to do. I'm willing. Whatever you tell me. That's it. With your head clear from the whole problem. You don't have to solve it yourself. That's how we need to enter it. Yes.
Rav, today in North America and in South America, there are two very delighting events. The first event is held by the Chicago group that hosts the whole North American and Australian Kollel for a festive meal of Kabbalists, and they're inviting everyone. It's a virtual meal, but it's not only virtual, groups are actually sitting physically, and whoever wants to connect, connect. That's the first event. And then they will take this all, this power that they will gain from the meal to an integral education workshop that Asaf and Gilad will lead later. When Australia, Europe, all the English speakers in the world will participate in that, we'll chaim for those friends. And you can watch it on C4G.TV. C4G.TV. Both the meal and the training. So everyone are invited.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And betavon. Bon appetit. Yes, Ali.
Thursday, we have a very special donation event, and more than 20 senders will have a workshop for women. For women alone.
For women.
That will be hosted by women, our women from the groups. Here are the details. And we have all the details here, all the centers and the addresses. Yesterday, we made preparation. We had more than 30 women guides, and we made different instruction and trainings. And one of the questions they were asking is, what kind of a sensation we want the women that will come to the event to leave the event with, so that we can call it a success? There will be general women that are not so connected to us. What kind of an understanding, a sensation you want them to have?
That we're operating towards a great correction. We're doing a great favor to everyone, also for ourselves, for the connection of the nation and the world and reality and for spirituality. It's really, there's no more important operation. All that we do between us is in order to go out to the whole of the nation and through it to the whole world. Only in this the Creator has pleasure. He doesn't enjoy himself in Galgata V'Naim. It's not the same Kelim that he created. He enjoys only in the Kelim of Achab. Just understand, only when we start to correct the world, even after Israel, as much as the world will connect to us, by doing so, we will bring him contentment. Of course, on the path there, we're also going to be bringing ourselves to this good state in his eyes. But it's not to give pleasure. To give pleasure is called to work with the vessels of reception, to receive in order to bestow. That's in order to give. And when do I do that? Only when the world will awaken, not our friends in the whole world. They also belong to the definition called Israel, to Galgalta and Enaim. But truly everyone, Spain, Greece, all these people who are in the crisis now, that integral education should start with them. We need to prepare our friends there. I am certain that if our friends that are in the centers there, in all kinds of states there, if they would study well the integral education, they could go out and into all kinds of places there, and to disseminate, and also to get to make a living from it. Yes.
So maybe we can say that today's training is in English. So if someone didn't find himself in a certain training from everywhere, Europe or whatever, North America, whoever knows English is invited. So you're invited. It
Wonderful.
Will be 9:15 p.m. Israeli time. Make your calculations. 7 hours backward. It's New York time. And 9:15 p.m. Israeli time.
Yes, Mushi.
So is it correct to say that if my day has passed and I thought about spirituality, if I made a true calculation and I haven't done anything for the world physically, then my day was just passed with no results?
Okay, the world, no, at least the group. At least the group, without bestowal to the group, without strengthening the group, without influence to Israel and all the groups between us. It's really, we didn't do anything. That's how I have to see it. Did you act for the creation of the vessel? Kli, vessel, is chibur, is connection. If you operated towards that, good. If not, if you didn't think about this, then it was a wasted day.
Not in thoughts, but also in practice.
In practicality, in practice, it's also. Okay, we're already... Do you have something not personal? No, not personal.
No, it's not personal. It's about the dissemination action.
Well?
Yes, about the fact that there is a dissemination action for the... This Tuesday, there is the Women's Day. External women will come. Sorry, Thursday. This Thursday, new women will come. Which sensation should they feel? The Women's Day in Israel is a very festive day in Israel. We want to come and tell them what is the role of the woman.
The role of the woman is to care that everyone will receive fulfillment. That everyone will receive filling. That's the role of the woman, to help and cause, to truly even lead all these things. Just like a woman at home. We need to see the kli, the vessel. Who controls the kli? The man carries out the action. Who awakens the action? It's the woman. Yes.
Announcements. Sunday, the World Unity Day and Cobb TV. And 5 p.m. Israeli time, the virtual lesson with Rav Lightman. At 6:30 Israeli time, p.m. We have a meeting of friends, and then immediately afterwards we have the International World Workshop. This Thursday we invite you to a most interesting women's workshop at 8 p.m. Israeli time, 7th of March, in the Arvut houses in Israel, all around Israel. For more details, call 1-700-707-200 or at arvut.org. This concludes our lesson. Thank you. Have a wonderful day and night. Let your heart speak. Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder. You won't be alone. Love is around. The deepest ocean, together we're drawn in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you. This is why.
Learning to unite. when we are together, together as one.